funerals can be a little depressing, but the funeral industry has decided they don't have to be that way. In a marriage of theater and therapy, some undertakers are offering specialized settings where the deceased and the bereaved can feel a little more at home. Among the options, a set designed to look like a kitchen or a living room with a recliner. Slivy Edmonds Cotton is CEO of a company called Perpetua, which owns a group of funeral homes. She's at the company's headquarters in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What kinds of sets does your company offer?
Well, we have basically three sets that are preset, and then we really will design a set around a person's life interest no matter what.
The three that you have in stock, what are they?
We have a traditional set that it reminds you of when they used to have funerals in the home. It's in a living room setting that's lots of antiques. We have their pictures and shawls, and the casket is in that room. We also have a sports theme where, depending upon the sport, we'll have highlights from the basketball game or football game on a big screen TV. We might have a basketball hoop. And in one set, we actually had a person who was a fisherman, and we actually had live fish in a pond.
Mm.
Our most popular set has been the Big Mama's Kitchen set, which has a casket set up in a kitchen, in a traditional kitchen. And in the African-American community, there are lots of women who we refer to affectionately as Big Mama, and it's been really the most popular set that we've introduced.
Now, are these sets in your funeral homes, or do you take them, can you move them into a church and set up this set in a church as well?
Right now, we normally use the sets for visitations when the family members host their guests who come in from the community or out of town. It's normally done the day before the funeral, and we have not yet taken them into a funeral setting except in funerals at our chapels.
Mm-hmm. And you will basically design a room or design a set upon request.
Upon request, we try to find out about the family member, what they liked, what they didn't like, how they'd like to be remembered. We recently did one where we set up an entire barbecue with a barbecue pit, lawn furniture, the whole bit. And the family was just blown away because they said that their dad was always in the backyard barbecuing, and it was the best and most appropriate send-off.
So did you set that up outside, or was that in your funeral home as well?
It was actually set up inside the funeral home.
Wow.
We even had dry ice in water so that each time they opened the barbecue pit, it would have the effect of it actually being smoking with a real barbecue laying on the pit.
Mm, well, that's wonderful. Why are you doing this?
Well, we felt that the funeral industry was really suffering because as family members came in, everything was the same. It was the same songs and the same music, and it was depressing, and people didn't feel that it was a meaningful experience. And so we felt that a funeral should be a celebration of a person's life and a celebration that they lived and should honor them in a meaningful way. And we started doing it, and the families have just been so ecstatic over it. We turned it into a way of operating a business.
How about the cost, though? It would seem that this would cost a lot more since you have to go through a lot more trouble to set these things up.
Well, we don't charge more for it. In fact, we've had family members who've asked why we don't charge more for it. But we really are looking to give families value for the money that they're spending. Funerals are fairly costly items today, and so we want to make sure that when a family comes to our funeral home, we've provided them with a lot of value for the money that they're spending, so we don't charge anything extra for it.
Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Slivy Edmonds Cotton is CEO of Perpetua Incorporated, which offers specialized funeral settings.